Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A 12-year-old Nanilchik boy is in custody after making threats about bringing a gun to school. KBBI reports that Alaska State Troopers received a call from a concerned parent about the student Tuesday. Troopers say they determined the boy had made repeated threats and planned to bring a gun to school. Troopers took the student into custody and transported him to the Kenai Youth Facility. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly rejected an ordinance that would have added a type of air pollution control device called an electrostatic precipitator to the borough's air quality program. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Assembly voted 6-1 against adopting the ordinance that would have allowed, among other things, qualifying wooden pellet stoves that are fitted with electrostatic precipitators to burn during air quality alerts. But Assemblyman Lance Roberts, who introduced the ordinance in September and an amended version in October, said in an interview before the meeting that he expected it to go down to defeat.
We solved the problem a different way without having to amend it, so we're just going to kill it.
In fact, Roberts voted with the majority against the ordinance. Aaron Lajeski cast the only no vote among the seven members present. Catherine Dodge and Sean Tackey were absent. But Roberts says the measure was no longer necessary because of last week's Assembly vote to begin testing the technology. If it proves effective in removing the PM2.5 particulates from wood and pellet stove smoke, that may provide a basis for future consideration.
If this test results positively, we'll be able to work those in for people in the future and maybe get closer to solving the problem than a lot of the other solutions that have been presented.
Those solutions include burn bans against operating wood stoves during air quality alerts and fines and penalties for violations. Roberts says the vote to begin borough testing of the technology also ensures it'll be part of the state implementation plan. The SIP includes, among other things, a list of actions the borough is undertaking in response to what the Federal Environmental Protection Agency calls a serious non-attainment of federal air quality standards. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is preparing the plan for the EPA.
This technology could be a great thing. We could be the first community, and then other communities could use that as the best available control measure.
Assemblyman Matt Cooper, who co-sponsored the resolution to test electrostatic precipitators, or ESPs, agrees that needs to be done first before the borough takes further action.
I think it's a great idea, and ESPs are a great idea, but it kind of puts the cart before the horse a little bit here. So we've been working with Mr. Roberts and the administration on how we can address that, starting with the resolution and getting this testing plan going.
Cooper urged support for the technology in an amendment he offered to a resolution considered later in Thursday's meeting that listed the issues the borough considers federal priorities. The Assembly passed that measure by a 6-1 vote, this time with Roberts voting in the minority over his oppositions to its marijuana-related provisions. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Alaskans gathered in Anchorage this week to weigh in on the Trump administration's proposal to open almost all of Alaska's waters to oil and gas development. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Wednesday night meeting was the only opportunity for Alaskans to comment on the draft proposal in person, and many showed up to speak out against it. Adrian Titus is with the nonprofit Native Movement and helped organize a protest outside the meeting.
When it comes to oil and gas development in our water and in our land, it's going to highly affect not just our land and our water, but our people, our cultures, who we are, our identity, our food security.
Other Alaskans showed up to support more offshore drilling opportunities. Carl Portman of the Resource Development Council says his group does not necessarily want to open up all areas proposed by the Trump administration, but Portman says he sees a lot of economic potential for Alaska in Arctic waters.
23, 24 billion barrels. That's huge, but that's a very long-term prospect. But if you have children here in Alaska that want to make Alaska home and raise their children here, then this is something you need to be paying attention to.
A group of locals gathered on their own in Fairbanks to voice opposition to drilling, comments which were documented by a stenographer for transmission to the Interior Department. Interior expects to make a final decision on the offshore plan by the end of 2019. National Endowment for the Arts Chairwoman Jane Chu will be in Fairbanks today, visiting with members of the city's arts community. NEA spokeswoman Liz Eclair says Chu will start her day with a stop at the University of Alaska's Museum of the North.
The University of Alaska's Fine Arts Complex, She'll be at the Fairbanks Arts Association, as well as touring the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center.
Fairbanks is the second stop in Chu's three-day visit to Alaska. She's been at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage for the past couple of days to participate in events related to an NEA program that enables service members and veterans who've suffered traumatic brain injuries to cope with after effects through painting, pottery, and other arts. Chu travels to Bethel tomorrow. The State High School Cross Country Ski Championships continue in Fairbanks today. Skiers battled through snowy conditions yesterday in the opening races at the Birch Hill Recreation Area. Molly Gellert of Anchorage's West High edged Kendall Kramer of Fairbanks West Valley in the girls' 5-kilometer skate technique race. Garvey Tobin of Anchorage's Service High was third. In the boys' 7.5K race, Anchorage Service High's Gus Schumacher bested Fairbanks West Valley's Ty Donaldson, with Luke Jager of Anchorage West taking third. The racing continues today with classic technique events, which will again be contested in fresh snow at Birch Hill. The high school championships conclude tomorrow with relay races. I'm Dan Bross.